Well, thanks for talking with us this morning, Kevin. Talk about the main focus of the committee. What's its purpose here in Barnstable County?
The purpose of the Barnstable County Regional Emergency Planning Committee is to bring together really a coalition of law enforcement, fire service, healthcare, public health, public works in one place on a monthly basis to discuss and plan for emergencies that might occur on Cape Cod.
Are there models like this Barnstable County Emergency Planning Committee in other parts of the state or in other states, or is this kind of unique to the Cape?
Cape Cod stands out in Massachusetts by having a very strong regional emergency planning committee. Part of that is because we are essentially an island, and the 15 towns of the Cape have to interoperate very closely in times of emergency, and that doesn't necessarily exist in other parts of the state where the county system might not be as strong as it is here in Barnstable County.
And how long has this committee been around? It sounds like there must be quite a few members, too.
Actually, it originally came about focusing purely on hazardous materials, the management of hazardous materials on Cape Cod, back in the early 2000s. And since then, it's branched out into what we call all hazards. So the focus is on whatever potential hazards might face Cape Cod, including weather events and still hazardous materials, of course.
I know of the committee during storms, mainly some blizzards we've had over the past couple of winters, where you've been a contact person for shelters. What's the role of the committee during something like that?
The shelter system was regionalized so that the pool of volunteers could be applied to, instead of 15 or 20 separate shelters, applied to six regional shelters across the Cape. Today, we have a planning process that is conducted year to year so that we keep the shelters and their volunteers active in terms of preparation and hope we don't have to use them.
Does that mean you have supplies and things in store for a situation where you may need to activate a shelter?
That's correct. We maintain an inventory on a regular basis, a large shipping container that contains cots and emergency care kits, crates for the animal care component. So everything you'd need to stand up a shelter is packed into these boxes and unloaded by volunteers as the need arises.
And have you had to activate all of the shelters in the network before?
Yes, we have. Back in 2015, we had one event where we did activate them, and it's quite an enterprise to do that. And it involves a lot of volunteer organizations. And I have to emphasize that 98% of the staffing activity that goes on at the regional shelter is purely volunteer.
What kind of person volunteers and what kind of training do they need?
The volunteer corps of the shelter is divided out into several different groups. So there's not just a one-size-fits-all. For instance, of course, the American Red Cross manages the human shelter. The Red Cross has its own criteria for training and preparation for volunteers. The Cape Cod Medical Reserve Corps is made up of retired medical and other people who want to serve on the medical side of things. Then we have two teams that take care of people's pets. A very important part of it is the Cape Cod Amateur Emergency Radio Services. These are ham radio operators who are able to provide and maintain communications in the worst of scenarios. Also, several of the schools have CERT, Community Emergency Response Team, volunteers. And then there's AmeriCorps Cape Cod, which is a federal program that brings young volunteers down to the Cape, and they do all sorts of things, but they are also on tap to help in the emergency shelters. So as you can see, there's a wide range of skill sets and opportunities for people who would want to volunteer.
Do you think the region is ready for a hurricane of the magnitude of what we've seen with Harvey and Irma so far?
That's what we train and prepare for. So we practice, we maintain readiness, we plan, and that's all we can do until we're faced with the crisis. We have a system set up that's based on National Incident Command standards. So the ability to plug in additional resources from off Cape is in place, and that would happen very smoothly.
It's been in the news quite a bit that there's no wide-level or upper-level plan for an emergency if something happened at the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant. Is that something that your committee has taken on at a local level?
Barnstable County is not in the planning zone for the power plant, so we're at a disadvantage. We have no official standing in that. And we have produced materials and information for the public as best we can regarding what to do if there were an accident. We have looked at that and we have addressed that issue, but there's only so much, unfortunately, that we can do.
And how does the committee prepare for things like flooding? We may not necessarily see the same types of flooding from something like Harvey because our geography is different, but certainly we're at sea level and we hear about localized flooding in anything from nor'easters to, you know, very high tides. So how does the committee deal with something like that?
We have our own meteorologists. We're very fortunate in that regard. And of course, we work with the National Weather Service to be prepared to be able to help be part of the warning system. You know, in today's world, fortunately, there's certainly no lack of warning or information about it. But the role of the Barnstable County Regional Emergency Planning Committee is to be able to focus that more closely on the county itself.
So if an emergency, let's say a hurricane happens this fall, you would open that coordination center and then you would figure out what the region's needs are based on, obviously, information you get at the time.
We have something called the Multi-Agency Coordination Center, and that's worked out of the Barnstable County complex, and it's operated by the Barnstable County All Hazards Incident Management Team, and that's in place. So let's say an area in the Lower Cape of two or three towns was affected. Rather than each town having to independently seek help from a regional or state resource, those towns can work through the Multi-Agency Coordination Center, which in turn works with private contractors or the state to bring those resources in focus.
And so you're already on alert as we watch Irma and its track far to the south of us. Well, Kevin Morley, spokesperson of the Barnstable County Emergency Planning Committee, thank you so much for talking with us and explaining what the agency does for the county.
My pleasure. Thank you.